experience.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good and his mercies endures forever. What a joy to be on the Hour of Fulfillment again tonight. And I welcome every of our listeners. Tonight is going to be a great night. You're going to be blessed that you are here with us. In Jesus' mighty name. Before we go into the word, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, Lord, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We thank you because of your mercy, your goodness, your power. Thank you for the power of the spoken word of God. Thank you because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Receive all our praise in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we are asking, O God, tonight that you will speak to us in the language we will understand. I'm asking, O God, that will be revelation, knowledge, and understanding heart. I'm asking, O God, that by your word you will break the power of the enemy. You will destroy every limitation and every power that hold your people bound. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare deliverance and freedom through this broadcast tonight. Thank you because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I welcome everyone one more time in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every other name, the name that wins always. And it's going to be a great joy as we are starting a new series today, Believing Jesus, the Son of the Living God, that God is going to transform the life of everyone that is listening to us tonight. And I'll be sharing with you today Uncommon Success. Uncommon Success, that the series that we are starting today. And I want you to know that uncommon success is not man's idea. No, it is God's mandate for his children. It's not just that we are just trying to be successful. We are mandated, we are programmed, we are created to be successful. That is God's ultimate plan for man. It's in his heart. We saw John, 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2. John was saying this by the Holy Ghost. He said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in it, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish, or another version put it, I pray above all things. Now begin to look at that scripture. And not many times I look at it, I say, I don't know whether every believer see this. That God is saying, I wish above all things. There's so many things that people teach in church. There's so many things that religious people told us. But the Bible says, I wish above all other things that you must prosper. You must be successful, not only financially, even in your earth and in your mind. So that means if, let me go into it. Okay, now watch this. Now, Gaius was a leader in the body of Christ, and he was doing well. He grew very well. The spiritual life was perfect. And this letter was directly to him. And he said, what? You doing so well. You just casting demons. You just getting everything in place. But now you sick, you poor. And he said, I wish above all things that my program for you is not just only spiritual, which is okay, but I want you to prosper in your health. I want you to prosper financially. We are wired up in such a way that failure becomes so difficult except you violate the eternal principles. It's so difficult. Let me show you what the King of Kings himself said. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12 and 13, the Bible says, watch this. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Now, when God opens to you his good treasure, it becomes very difficult for you to be out of place. Now, he said, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land any season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I commanded this day to observe and to do them. Now, when I look into that scripture, now you see, God was speaking to the children of Israel, and he said, it's not going to be by your struggle. It's not good because it's not going to happen because you're smarter than any other person. The Lord shall make you. It's going to be his doing. And when Jesus Christ came, he established it and he said, ye are the salt of the earth. He said, but if the salt loses savour, he said, where shall it be salted? He said, it is therefore good for nothing, but be cast out and be thrown under the foot of men. He said, ye are the light of the world. Now, he was shooting two words that is very important and essential to humanity. The salt and the light. You know that without light, darkness takes over. And anything can happen in the dark. Anything can happen in the dark. You see, the people hide under the dark. Yeah. I mean, stuff happen in the dark. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, and he said, there is no stuff that can happen around you because you will expose it. Many times the things that are there that you don't see is not because they change position. It's because there is no light. Now, in other words, God is saying, because of who I made you, it's very difficult for the devil to hide and afflict you. Because you are the light of the world. Now, I wish one pastor, one bishop said it. But no, God himself said it. So it's not because of race. It's not because of color. It's not because of language. It's not because of nation. It's because he's God. And he said that and he stood by his word. Now say this in Romans chapter 8 verse 30. Romans 8:30. He said, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now, you are called. Everybody knows that. You talk to a believer and said, are you a child of God? Yes. Everybody knows that you are called. But the Bible says you are called to be justified. And if you are justified, you are called to be glorified. And if you are glorified, you are successful. Come on now. Now, the problem I have seen in the body of Christ is, you cannot be in the body of Christ. You cannot be in the fellowship with the Son of God, and your life will be odd one out. But many don't see it that way. They see it from the religious point of view. And when you see life from the religious point of view, it will kill you. Because religion will always tell you what you have not done right. The kingdom will show you what to do right. This can come and see, because religion wants us to come and rush to God. The kingdom is telling us the king wants you back. And he will show you how to be back. That was why Jesus did not ask you to die to see him. He came, he died so that you can see him. Can you see the difference? Now, it is not possible to have God who promised that he is with you always and not be successful in life. Physically, spiritually. And somebody said, Bishop, you don't know what I'm going through. That's what I'm talking to you tonight. So that you can hear how to be out of those stuff. Because the Almighty God, who is the epitome of success, is with you. And he said, I will never, ever leave you under any circumstance, no matter what the case may be. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. So you cannot have God of the heavens and the earth with you and your life remain the same. Can't you just say there are so many people you have never met in your life that you are the advocate of their position. You are the one blowing their trumpet around. Because if I ask you, I don't know the kind of car that you use right now. Maybe you use Toyota. You have never met Toyota in your life. But you are telling everybody Toyota is a good car. You have never met Infiniti. You have never met Mercedes. You have never... Oh, yeah. But you telling everybody they are so good. Oh, I love my car. But the last time I checked, you are not the one that made that car. You bought it. Thank God for you buying it. Now, we are talking about the manufacturer of your life. How can you believe somebody that doesn't know where you are coming from more than the one that put you together? Now, when you want to succeed in life, it is not as difficult as people tell us. Now, if you will listen to these principles that we are starting tonight, oh my God, your life will go from zero to hero. That's it. And one of them I want you to just see tonight is understand that the power of success lies in the voice that you trust. The voice that you trust. Many times people fail not because the devil has taken over. No. People fail because of the person they put on the throne of their lives. Let me tell you this. That is you. No, let me put it this way so that you can understand me better. You are not on the ground at all. Amen. You are not a failure at all. Amen. Somebody is just telling me, Bishop, if you know me, you won't say that. Now, I am telling you that I know you more than you think about. I know you because I know the one that put you together. Amen. Now, he said, when you were saved, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, he raised you. And he made you to sit together with him in heavenly places. You are already raised. You are not on the ground. But the voice you trust determines how far you can go. Now, God trusted his own word, believed his own word, and put his word on the throne. The Bible said in Psalm 138 verse 2, the Bible said he magnified his word above all of his names. He magnified his word. Thank God, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A righteous run into it and he was saved. Thank God for the power of the word. The Bible says God magnified his word above all of his names. That's what he said. And he trusted his word so much that he used that word to create things. He cannot violate his own word. His word is powerful. So he put his word in the place of honor. And his word controls everything. Do you know that word controls our feelings? It controls our health. Oh my God, I tell you, word. Because that's why the Bible says the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. Now, it controls everything. God knows that and he let you understand. He said the voice you trust controls your life. Let me show you this. I was reading through the book of James and I saw a very practical example of how to drive your life through the tunnels of life. The Bible says in James chapter number 3, verse 2. I'll read from verse 2 to 5. He said, for in many things we offend in all. If any man offend not in words, the same is a perfect man. See, can I talk to you? Now, watch this. We measure people by behavior. Yes. It's wrong. No. If any man offend not in words, is a perfect man. I believe that sometimes some people behave because they are under some tension. Oh, maybe we talk about that one later. I don't want to go to that now. Now, but you see, the Bible says, a man, and let me continue, and able also to build the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the sheep, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about with a very small hem. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Now watch this. The scripture says here, it said, just as you have your steering in your car, and your steering controls that car, just as a captain have the hem of the ship in his hand, and he controlled the whole ship. Now, he says, so also the tongue of a man controls his life. Oh, my God. Yes. Now, where you are going right now, your mouth drove you there.
Yes. That's right, Bishop.
Yes, I see. Oh yeah, it's just a language everybody is using. No. It's the language everybody is using. That's why everybody is going there. Somebody just say, yeah, you say, what's going on? Yeah, I mean, I'm hanging in there. Now, watch this. Watch this. You just say that, but I don't mean it. But your tongue is driving you there.
Yes.
The Bible says, if you can control the, many times, Brother Clarence, yes, do you know what I come about? And I come into conclusion about. If you will listen to what you are saying, you will discover that you don't desire it. You don't. I mean, how can somebody just say he's hanging? For what? Somebody will just say, well, what's going on? He's like, he's broke. Now, if somebody come to you and he said, you broke fellow, how will you respond? You're angry. But you are saying it to yourself.
Yes.
And the Bible says, he said, the tongue of a man is like a drive. I mean, the steering of a ship. And you are driving your own life with your two eyes open, telling everybody how bad your situation is. And the Bible says it's not going to work like that. He said, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. And somebody just said, well, excuse me, Bishop, you know, I mean, I have said so many things and I didn't see it happening that way. Now, you need to believe the voice that is behind what you are saying.
Yes.
You are not saying things just because you feel it. You are saying it because he said it. Now, let me tell you this. Going to one of the most powerful anointed church does not mean that you are going to be successful. Because if you don't believe in what they are saying, it's not going to work. Now, the best preacher, teacher, pastor in the whole universe is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. And Judas Iscariot was there.
Yes.
And he was not believing what Jesus Christ was saying. He was driving his own life towards a wrong direction. Now, how do you know that? I knew it from the word.
Yes.
When they were about to use the alabaster balls, the perfume that somebody brought, you remember the cologne? And they want to put it on Jesus' body. Now, see what he said. He said, let us go and sell it. Now, in his mind, that is scarcity. If we put this one on Jesus, how are we going to get another one? Now, that was his mind. You will never see Jesus Christ talk like that. Now, if you are not saying the same thing that Jesus Christ is saying, don't ever say is the Lord. I don't know how God brought me into this. You went there. You just need to ask him to take you out.
Yes.
Because he didn't take you there in the first instance. Now, I was, if you are born by a great man, that does not guarantee success. Yeah, I saw David was so great. He was the father of Solomon, a man of wisdom. At the same time, he was the father of Absalom, the man full of foolishness. You understand what I'm saying? Now, because Absalom will not say the same thing his father was saying. He did not trust the word of his father. You need to trust the word of God enough that even when it doesn't look like it, you are saying it, and everybody begin to look at you as if, are you okay?
Yeah, that's right.
If you are not ready to face the shame of people telling you, do you think this is real? Then you are not operating faith. The Bible told us of Abraham. The Bible says, because Abraham knew that God called those things that be not as though they were, he was saying he was the father of many nations when he was still barren. And the Bible says he was persuaded because he knew that the one that has promised is able to do and to fulfill what he promised. The children of Israel, they were to go to the promised land. The promise of the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, was not even given to these people. It was given to them before they all came. It was the promise and the covenant that God made with their father Abraham. So they got to the wilderness. And they were in Kadesh Barnea, about to cross to the promised land. And they saw the giant. I said this one in church.
Yes,
don't be scared when you see the giant.
Mm-hmm.
It's an indication that you are very close to the promised land.
Yes,
because if you are in the wilderness, you won't see no giant. But when you start saying giant, come on now, instead of being depressed, I've seen people see giant in their lives and, oh my God, I don't know how this one came. Instead of jumping on your two feet, say, wow, I'm there. Because giant can be an attack on anything. It can be physically, it can be spiritual, it can be your finances. It's not supposed to depress you. Giants are there to give you an hint that you are very close to where you are going. Now they saw the giant, and they, instead of agreeing with God, they did not honor his word. They all said, we are like grasshopper. And the Bible said in Numbers chapter 14 verse 28, God said, as you have spoken in my ears, so I will do unto you. Now, it was not God that stopped them. No, it was not God that stopped them. Can I tell you this? It was not even the devil. They stopped themselves. They took the steering of their lives and they drove it into death. They said, we all die in this wilderness. Then we all die in this wilderness because they are like grasshopper. How many of you that know that grasshopper don't live in the palace? God has a plan for your life. You start declaring, I refuse to be stopped. I refuse to be intimidated. I refuse to die young. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to walk in sin. I refuse to walk in unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, forget about whether he's looking like it or not. It's not even designed to look like it. Come on, can I tell you that? It's not designed to look like it. When God saw darkness, he was speaking light. The Bible says, and darkness was all over, even on the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. So if it's not looking at it, don't be discouraged. Keep on speaking. The voice that you trust. I'm saying it again. It is the voice that you trust that controls your life. Which voice controls you tonight? Is it the voice of the people around you? Is it the voice in the community? Is it the voice on the internet or the voice in the word of God? If the voice in the word of God controls your head, you live in sound head. If it controls your finances, you don't have to complain. If it controls everything in your marriage and everything, you discover that you'll be having the joy of the Lord. If you are ready to comply with God's instruction, you will be above only and not under. And if you are listening to me tonight and you want to say, oh, Bishop, I want the voice of the Lord to control my life. That's a good decision. And I respect you for making that decision tonight. Just pray this short prayer with me. And Jesus Christ will come into your life. And the remaining will be testimony. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because of this great privilege to come into the presence of God. Jesus, come into my heart. Live your life through me. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me. I give you all the thanks and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I break every power of limitation over your life tonight in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the hand of the devil over everything that you lay your hands upon in the name of Jesus. You will be a success story from now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Sister Jan, tomorrow is going to be heavy. Oh, ooh, my God.
Yes.
Something is already moving in the atmosphere now. Wow. Yes. And I'm so privileged to be in the midst of people that are happening.
Amen. Wow. Yes, thank you so much, Bishop. Wow. That was an awesome word from the Lord. We are mightily blessed. I'd like to take this time and welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, we're only having one service. We normally have two services, but tomorrow's service is a very special service, and it's going to be one service at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, it's not going to be 8 a.m. It's not going to be 10 a.m. The service is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. But now, you can come out and worship with us, and you can still get a ride. If you need a ride to the services tomorrow, that service is at 9 a.m., and it's only one service. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. Just give us a call for a ride at 904-646-8210. If you need a ride to that 9 a.m. service tomorrow, give us a call at 904-646-8210, and we'll be happy to pick you up. Now, come out to that service tomorrow, because you know tomorrow's service is a very special service. Mm. Tomorrow's service, Bishop, is Born to Shine.
Born to Shine.
Woo, and I know there's going to be a lot of people shining tomorrow.
A lot of people going to be shining tomorrow.
Now, we're going to talk about this when Bishop comes back. We're going to talk about Born to Shine service tomorrow. But right now, we have Isaac Curry on the way with In the Middle. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Nice.
Ike Nice.
Oh yeah, I'm the music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart feeling like it's gonna break, when your earth feels like it's about to shake, when you've taken all that you can take. What you can do, praise him anyway.
Live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we are inviting you out to our services tomorrow. And remember, tomorrow's service is only one service, and it's a 9 a.m. service. So it's not too early, and it's not too late. It's just right, 9 a.m. in the morning. So come out to that service tomorrow and worship with us. Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out to that service tomorrow, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly for Born to Shine. Bishop, the service tomorrow is Born to Shine. Now, tell us about this shining service that we're going to have tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Jan. Now, I have seen people complain about so many things, but a lot of them don't want a change. Because when you want a change, you will do everything that the person that can change you tells you.
Yes.
God said, you are the light of the world.
Yes.
He cannot call you what he cannot make you. He cannot. If he called you to shine, it's beyond you.
Yes.
All you need to do is to cooperate. Watch what he said. He said, they need the wine. And he said, feed the water pot. Draw out. Now, it doesn't make sense. But he makes faith.
Yes.
And the mother said, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. I don't know why God said, tomorrow is going to be for us to shine. Until I begin to ask him, what is in your mind, Daddy? Mm-hmm. And he just said, your shining prove my love.
Mm.
When everybody knows that I am God, everybody knows that I'm powerful, but they've not met me. When they see you, they know the kind of person I am.
Wow.
So let's come tomorrow and receive and connect.
Yes, come tomorrow to Born to Shine, because we were certainly born to shine. I was born to shine.
That's it.
Were born to shine. We were all born to shine. So come out tomorrow to our Born to Shine service at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Let me give you that number to call for a ride again. It's 904-646- 8210. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Now that number, you can also use it if sometimes we have this broadcast and you may have some questions. You may want to know more about us. You may want to give us a call. You can call us at 904-646-8210 anytime you want to know anything about Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Someone will be there to answer that call for you and you will be mightily blessed. That number again is 904-646-8210. So now let's introduce the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio tonight. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu with us tonight. Brother Christian is here with us tonight. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. We're so happy to have you tuned in with us tonight. We know that you are being blessed and there's more blessings to come. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now it's time to get into that wonderful segment we call the Moment of Change. So to take us right into that is Brother Christian. Brother Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and I am very thankful. Sister Jan, it's a pleasure to be here always with you. But you know, I must agree that, you know, as my father in the Lord was speaking today, you know, I looked at Brother Clarence for a second. And, you know, me and this brother keep going back and forth on certain things. And you know, it becomes one of those confirmations, Brother Clarence, Amen. That we always talk about. Amen. And, you know, it's a blessing for us to be in a house where the word is confirmed. Amen. And that we agree with the Lord for the life of our Father in the Lord. That God continue to increase your unction, sir.
Amen.
Because as you preach in our life, as you are used by God to be a vessel that is bringing restoration to us, we just thank God for you that there is continuous increase in the anointing upon you. Amen. You know, you know, you said some things that really hit the mark. And I would bring Sister Jen, I'll bring Brother Clarence in here for a minute, you know, because, you know, we talk about what comes out every time. And there are times me and him have conversations and he's like, man, I don't want to say the wrong thing with you because you're going to call me out. And I said, you know what? I did not learn that by myself. It is the grace through our Father in the Lord, because I'm around the wise, I become wiser, that what comes out is what defies me. Hmm. Sir, you know, this is a critical part of the message that you just gave us today. And you mentioned something about the children of Israel in Numbers 14. Yeah. And I can remember that our God, the Most High God, said, he said, as long as I live.
That's it.
That's what he said.
As long, that is forever settled in heaven and on earth. As long as I live, as ye have spoken in my ears, that's Numbers 14:28.
Yeah.
So will I do unto you. And Jesus came down with the same message. He said, listen, everyone. What goes in does not defy a man, but what comes out.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is so clear. Jesus was saying also, you said, there's no one that could preach a better message than Jesus. He said, you are justified by your word and you are condemned by it.
That's it.
But, you know, we live in a world that the enemy has used words and made it so common. That people find it so easy to use the wrong words at the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it has become a situation where people's lives are always up and down because they are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
They say, oh, how you doing? I'm hanging, you know. Oh, it's up and down. It's killing me. You know, this is rough. This is hard. These are your own confessions that destroys men. But, you know, you said one thing. The one that you believe and trust is the key to your success or your failure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do we transition? Because if the enemy has confused the language to a point that people are not conscious of what comes out, how do they get back to a level where you don't become part of those that have been destroyed? Are those that are using words without knowledge. Mm. Those that are using word without understanding.
Mm.
Because, you know, as believers, we want, and those who do not even believe yet the word of God, we are trying to bring them to the level to understand the power in words.
That's it.
So how do we help each other here, sir? Because this is important for us. Because this is key.
Yeah, you see, the point is, it's so clear. Repent.
That is it. You see, God will not send Jesus Christ here again to die. He already died, rose from the dead, and put everything together right now in black and white. Amen. That everybody can read it. He said, you are justified by your word. That is the word of Jesus Christ himself. He said, and you are what?
Condemned.
The word condemned means to die. You are condemned by your word. The Bible says, a just man, a good man, out of the good treasure of his heart speaketh out good things. So if you want to change what you are speaking, you need to hear a new thing.
Amen.
You cannot be hanging around the people that are saying the same thing and think you will change. I have met people that just say, okay, I'm just hanging, I'm hanging because they love that word. I'm hanging with them so that I can change them. You yourself, you are not standing yet. Before you know it, you'll be saying the same thing. Wow. You need to be with the people that are saying the right word.
Amen.
Right word. Right word until that changes.
Amen.
Now, when you can stand on your ground, then that is the time you can reach out. Many times you will be so surprised that majority of even believers are speaking wrong things because the enemy has made words just like slangs and fun. But let me tell you, words is a force. It's a spiritual force that brings spiritual things into physical manifestation. That's it.
Amen. Wow, Bishop. I say wow again, Bishop. You know, Bishop, you know, I'm getting back to this brother here. You know, we've been a part of each other for a while now. And when I first met this brother here, same thing he's saying now, you know, he was learning. And the things that he would say, he said, man, I can't say these things around Bishop because, you know, Bishop will rebuke me for saying these words here, you know. So he started to say things, you know, every time he would say these things, or if I would say something, he would correct me and let me know, you have to say what you want.
What you want
is what you say.
That's it.
Don't say things contrary to what the word is telling you.
That's it.
You have what you say. And, you know, we live in a world, like you said, it's made up of words. You know, words can build us up. Words can tear us down.
That's it.
We have to be careful what comes out of our mouth.
That's it.
So what I want for you is just to explain to our audience, you know, and some of us are saved and unsaved. You know, the unsaved people, they say things, slangs, but we as, you know, children of God, to speak to one another in love and in action.
Yeah, like I said the other time, you cannot help somebody that is not ready to be helped. That means that's not because I'm not a religious person. I won't just rub it at the back so that people will just know. Now, you see, I will say Jesus the way Jesus I will say it.
Yes.
Now, I mean, you see, you cannot change somebody that is not ready to change. Somebody is going down and you are trying to help the person and is stoning you. There is no way you can help the person. Now, everybody listening to me tonight, listen to this. You are the architect of your destiny. What you say goes too far than just ordinary voice. It is God's tool in your hand to create a future for you. If you don't like what you are saying in your life, start speaking differently.
Yeah, Bishop, I just wanted to comment. We basically have to practice and believe.
Mm-hmm.
In Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it.
That's so it. Sometimes,
you know, not just thinking about ourselves, we need to sow into the lives of others. Our children, that's how you make them prosper. And when you sow into them and you say good things, you will see a change. You will see a positive in their lives. So we definitely have to practice and we have to believe.
That's it.
And it's not just with ourselves. It's with those around us as well.
Yeah. You don't just start saying right word today and stop tomorrow.
Yeah.
It has to be a content. That's why you will see that if you are with people that are speaking the life of the word, before you know it, you'll be saying the same thing. How did it start this way?
Yes.
So what are you talking about?
That's right.
How did it start this way?
That's right.
Now, there are things you say around me, my spirit just go against you immediately.
Yes,
what are you talking about?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I didn't start that way. So if God helped me, he can help everybody. Yes. God is not a respecter of any man.
Yes. That's right.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
That's right.
He didn't say, let the weak say, he said, it's so terrible now. He said, count it 1 to 10. He said, 10. No.
No.
You begin to say, how weak are you? I am strong in the Lord.
That's right.
I'm strong in the power of his might. It is well with me. I am blessed beyond every stress.
That's
in
right.
The name of Jesus. You keep on declaring what the word says. I'm not just talking about just making some confession that doesn't have scriptural, background or mm-hmm. foundation.
Yes.
Now, that's why you need to be in a church where the word of God is being preached. Where it's not just a story about what has happened on the TV. Everybody can watch that.
Yes. That's right.
Exactly. We want to hear news that happened in heaven.
Amen. Mister, let me say one more thing before I turn it over.
Yeah.
You know, you said, you know, salvation comes is of God.
Yeah.
But the principles of God is to teach us how to live
on the earth.
On earth, yeah.
That's it.
Concerning the things that you just spoke about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You see, the person of Jesus will take you to heaven. Just receive Jesus into your life, you're on your way. But the principle of Jesus will make you to live on the earth. So if you don't learn the principle, you just know the person of Jesus, you will get to heaven, but you can get there wounded.
Wow. Thank you so much, sir. We just thank God for your life. You know, if you were just tuning in, this is the hour of destiny for men. You were listening to the moment of change. This is where we bring the discussion to apply to your life. And Sister Jan, you know, as we have just received this tremendous power, because this is where strength is in
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
This is when you are able to defeat the enemy and become victorious.
Hmm.
You know, you can live by this. And you can prosper in everything that you do. So tomorrow is another day.
Absolutely.
We have people who are listening now. You know, it is a day tomorrow. You know, I'm talking to someone that is a pastor-elect. You know, Sister Jan, I just want to congratulate you on the air tonight. I want to congratulate Brother Clarence. I want to congratulate Sister Thunder. And, you know, and of all these congratulations here, because, you know, tomorrow these people you hear today, their lives are changing into a new dimension.
Amen.
But, you know, I just want to thank God for the one who has been a vessel
yes.
that God has used
Amen.
To bring all of us up to that level.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Wow.
And we just bow to the anointing that you have.
Amen.
And the Lord will continue to honor you.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Jan.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. That was Dr. Abiola Idewu, Brother Christian, and the Fulfillment Family with the moment of change. Now, as Brother Christian said, come out tomorrow to our services. That service is at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, and it is Born to Shine. So you want to come out. I'm going to give you the number again to call if you need a ride. It's 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride tomorrow service is 904-646-8210. What an awesome segment that was. Yes. And so now it's time. Ooh, yes, it's time to get into what I like. This is my favorite part of the broadcast. It really is. And you know why? It's because we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people.
Mm.
You know, God is good. He's alive and he's doing things in the lives of his people. And we should brag about him. We should brag about it. When we hear something good, we talk about it. When something good happens, we talk about it.
We
eat a good meal, we talk about it. We tell everybody, you got to go to that place and get that meal. So why not talk about the good things that God is doing in the lives of his people?
Mm-hmm.
And tonight, Bishop, the testimony we have tonight is an awesome testimony that we heard last week. Now, you know, in Joshua it says, as for me and my house,
yeah,
we're going to serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Now this man, him and his household, they served the Lord.
Mm.
And he testified because I'm telling you, when you think about this testimony, as I was listening to that testimony, I was thinking about how often we take God for granted
mm.
and how often that God is thinking about us even when we're not thinking about ourselves. Things that there's nothing we can do about it. That's totally out. That's just that we couldn't change it. It's too big for us.
We
couldn't do anything. But God steps in and takes care of it. Now, this man got up and testified that, you know, he's in the services. And so he was deployed away from his wife and child for 6 months. Now, we're not talking about 3 months.
Yes.
I'm talking about 6 months. You know, that's half a year.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, there are marriages that don't even last for 2 months.
Month.
No, I'm serious. No, it's true. Yes, they don't. Yes. But I'm telling you, to be away from your family for 6 months, and especially this family, because this man does a lot for his family. You know, I brag about this couple all the time. I am so blessed to know them. And I'm telling you, their marriage is a testimony in itself.
Man.
But for him to be gone for 6 months and God himself say, I got it all. And I'm telling God stepped in, Bishop, and took care of everything that needed to be taken care of. There was nothing left undone. And I'm telling you, there were people, and this testimony was so awesome because there were people that came back from that deployment, no longer had a family. No longer had a home. I'm telling you, it is when you serve God, God will serve you.
He will serve you.
Right. And I'm telling you, Bishop, was that not an awesome testimony?
I just want to thank God for his mercy and his power. Now, each time he sent you forth, guess what? He's the one doing the job.
That's right.
He just wants you to go so that people will see you physically. He's the one.
Yeah.
Mm. He said, faithful is he that calleth, and he will do it. Personally, I am so thankful for that testimony. But you will see, this person is committed to Jesus.
Amen.
When you commit yourself to Jesus, he will be doing things that you don't even think you need.
That's right.
And when she was, you can see joy radiating everywhere.
Yes.
Even when the man was gone, the whole family were still every day is glory. That is how it's supposed to be.
If you are listening
to us, commit yourself to him and let your life be a living testimony to others.
Amen. That's just an awesome testimony. And I'm telling you, Bishop, all these wonderful testimonies that we have every week, we are so blessed that we are actually in the midst of them. And we actually get to see them
personally.
Not just because sometimes you hear things, but when you actually get to see them and experience them, it's a tremendous blessing. So we thank God for that testimony. And so now we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. If you want Bishop to pray with you, we have a few minutes left. You can give us a call live into the studio. Bishop is here tonight and he is live in the studio. He's ready to pray with you. So I'm going to give you the number to call into the studio. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. If you need Bishop to pray with you, you may have heard something in the message in the moment of change. You may have had something that God has stirred up in your spirit. If you have a question for Bishop, give us a call here in the studio. He's standing by and he's ready to pray and agree with you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. That number again is 904-296-2251. The phone lines are open. And we're going to move over to Sister Thunder because we do have some things happening in CREPA this month.
Yeah.
So, Sister Thunder, tell us what's going on.
Well, I know there's a lot of listeners out there that want to be a blessing to the work of the Lord. So, partner with our Destiny Fulfillment family to be a blessing to the work of the Lord through this ministry. You can use your cell phone by texting GIVE and BE BLESSED. Text it as one whole word. It's GIVE and BE BLESSED. You want to text it to 73256. Or you can visit us online at www.crepa.org. That's www.crepa.org. From the top right menu bar, select Give. Select the drop-down arrow for General Giving. And then select Radio Ministry. Or you can bring it with you tomorrow. We'd love to see you. Remember, our service is at 9 a.m. So bring it with you. You can use your credit card or you can bring cash and you can put it in an envelope. Now, our next food giveaway will be held on Saturday, November 17th. Now, we know Thanksgiving is fast approaching. So this is every third Saturday of each month. The next one is November 13th. Matthew 25 and 35 says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in." So come out, get a blessing for yourself, and bless a friend or bless a neighbor. Sister Jan, do we have a caller?
Yes, we actually have a caller on the line, and tonight it is Sister Martha. Sister Martha, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I was calling so that you can pray for my daughter for employment and just pray for her salvation.
Okay. Now, let us agree on that, and we stand on the word of God. Now, we're standing on the scripture. The Bible says, "I will save you and the people of your household." So we're going to agree. Father, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your goodness. Thank you for your power. Thank you because of your word. It is because we trust your word. That's why we know that this daughter of Zion shall rejoice over her daughter, and we speak to the life of the daughter by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, that every power and every counsel of the enemy holding you back from salvation, we break that power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said, he said, "Whosoever do not work is not supposed to eat," and your daughter need a job. We therefore decree by the authority in the name of Jesus that the job that will give you joy and give you opportunity to serve God is released into your hand right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Martha. God bless you. And we're going to stay with the phone lines for a minute, Bishop. We have Sister Deshauna on the line. Sister Deshauna, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I'm actually calling in. I have a testimony and I would like prayer. My testimony is kind of quick. Just this evening, well, just this afternoon, I was sitting on my couch and God was, he was ministering to me about the voices that I had been hearing. And it was just coincidental that my phone died. I normally listen to my gospel on my phone, but it went completely dead, so I put it on the station. And as soon as I put it on the station, I heard you talking about listen to the voice. My God, how about 4-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9-9- And the prayer that I'm asking for, God is getting ready to birth a ministry through me. And I know where I'm going. I know that I am going to make it. There is no doubt in my mind.
Good.
The enemy is all over me, so that is more clarification. But I need my household, my marriage to be stable in order for me to do this. And so that is my prayer. I just want to pray because I've seen it in many ministries. I don't want my husband to get jealous of what God is about to do with me. I want him to know that what God does through me, it is for us, not me. It's for the full body of Christ, not just the Shauna.
Okay. You see, you don't worry yourself about that. When it is God that is sending you, he takes care of every other thing. Your concern is just to focus on him and stay on your track. That's all what you need. But I'm going to pray with you right now that everything that wants to rise against this assignment, the Lord will silence them in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to your daughter. Thank you for the ministry that you have given to him. Thank you, Father, Lord, because you know that that is what you want her to do before the world began. I'm asking, oh God, for strength in the inside. I'm asking, oh God, for revelation. I'm asking, oh God, for a fresh anointing over her in the name of Jesus. And I silence everything that the enemy wants to send against her destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare peace over you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deshauna. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open. And you can give us a call live into the studio. That number is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Give us a call live in the studio, 904-296-2251. Now, Bishop, we have Sister Louise on the line. Sister Louise, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Louise? Oh, looks like that one, I think we dropped that call. Sister Louise, you can give us a call back. We are here. We're standing by, and we will be able to take your call. We have a few more minutes. You can give us a call live into the studio, and that number is 904-296-2251. Give us a call live into the studio, 904-296-2251.
Actually, Sister Jen, Sister Louise was asking. She didn't want to go on the ear. She said she just wanted Bishop to pray for her.
Okay.
That's all. Okay. Right.
She said she didn't want to go on
the
air.
Okay. Sister Louise, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ for you. Amen. And I decree that the blessing of the Lord will rest upon you. I command everything that is called favor to locate you in the mighty name of Jesus. Take it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Sister Louise, God bless you. So we are still here in the studio. We do have a few more minutes. You can get your call in. Don't let it go past tonight. Give us a call live in the studio. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Give us a call. He will agree with you. I'm telling you, there's an answer in prayer. Give us a call and let Bishop pray for you. That number to call is 904-296-2251. The number again is 904-296-2251. So Bishop, tomorrow's service is Born to Shine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Christ Resurrection Power Assembly is going to be shining all over the place tomorrow.
That's right.
It most certainly is. But Bishop, I'm telling you, we got to give a little bit more about this. Let's let a little bit more out about it.
Okay. Okay, now that you want me to talk.
Yes.
Now, I said the other time, there is always a day when God turned to you. And when God turned to you, it's your turn. Because everything will begin to work, and there is going to be a mighty anointing resting upon the meeting tomorrow, 9 o'clock in the morning, because we'll be privileged to see great men and women raised as deacon, deaconesses, ministers, elders, and pastors tomorrow. And when the anointing comes down, everyone in the meeting partake of it. Mm-hmm. Everyone in the meeting partake of it. And the anointing don't just come so that, you just, I just feel good. No, anointing don't just make you feel good. It make you do good.
Amen.
Because when it comes over you, things begin to work by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I'm inviting you tomorrow, especially, to this awesome meeting. I am born to shine. Come and connect grace and begin to shine beyond every limitation and every obstacle that comes from the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord.
Yes, and that's tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, remember, there's only one service tomorrow.
One service
there's
tomorrow.
There's not an 8 o'clock service. So if you're used to getting up early just to come out to that 8 o'clock service, you can sleep a little bit later tomorrow and come out to that 9 a.m. service, because you know tomorrow the time is changing.
Yeah,
so, seriously, you're going to have an extra hour. So now we can all be there at 9 a.m. to that service for Born to Shine, because I'm telling you, we want the shining that God has put in your heart. We want that to manifest in you tomorrow. Come out to that powerful service tomorrow, Born to Shine, at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So, Bishop, we got time to take one more call. We have Sister Veronica on the line. Sister Veronica, you on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Sister Veronica, you on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we got you.
Okay, I need prayer for health and healing, and I need my faith to be restored.
Okay. Now, I'm going to speak to your life based on Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent forth his word, and he healed them, and he delivered them from all their destructions. I'm telling you, my dear sister, your faith grows the more you hear the word of God. But I'm going to pray with you tonight as my God lives. Everything called sickness in your body will disappear. Jesus Christ suffered so that you can live. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said, by your stripe, your daughter has been healed. Lord, you knew and you saw Veronica years before she was born. You put her in your heart. You went to the cross having her in mind. Therefore, I take this healing for her tonight. I rebuke every sickness and every symptoms of sickness in that body. I bind it and I cast it out and I decree, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Veronica. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up. We've got to get out of here. We thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank all of our callers for calling. We want to remind you about our services tomorrow. We have one service that's 9 a.m. tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. There's not two services tomorrow. There's only one service at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. So come out and worship with us. Now, we've got to get out of here, but we'll be back next week, Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we want you to tune in to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. So we'll see you next week, but until then, remain blessed, and remember,
Jesus is alive. Amen.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.